bam, and you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad, said I'm broader than Broadway. Join along, won't you? Yes, I'm broad, said I'm broad, said I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm a diddling, and diddling more myself. Your sauce will mix with ours and will make a good goulash, baby. Oh yeah, what time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal Jess Wood. Hey, ho ho, this holy hat is the funny show. Hi everyone. Hey, ho ho, this writer's strike has got to go. It's so sad that nobody's got any jobs so far. So if you can, please sign a petition, go to the picket line, support your local artist, writer. All right, thank you. Hi, welcome to Get Wood. My name is Jess, like I said before, and I'm coming to you live from the submerged submarine Titan that they can't find us. There's some banging noises that we're making, though, and we hope for the best. We're losing oxygen down here, folks. The fucking Titan. Okay, before I go into that, let's talk about the Luke. The Luke.
You are Luke. You are part of the dark side.
I have a hat on today. Thanks for noticing. And it's a hat that's very, I find it to be very Russian. It's very like, oh, my hair is getting done today later, so I have to put on a hat to make myself look presentable to walk the streets of Brighton Beach. So yes, I am wearing a jaunty hat, as my friend Paul would put it. Paul, the beautiful artist, Paul Gagnon, he is a fantastic painter, and he once painted a vagina for me with a jaunty hat on it. It was for an old web series that I used to do called Getting Sexy with Miss Jessie. That was a good time. Good time was had by all. But I also feel like this hat is giving SS vibes, and that's why I wore my beautiful Jewish Star of David today, because I can't have anyone thinking the wrong thing. I mean, look at this blonde hair, green-eyed with the hat. Maybe you show me your papers. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the friendliest of looks. Although last night I did go to the Duplex. Shout out to my Duplex family. Oh my goodness. And the Pride Parade is on Sunday, right there on Christopher Street. It's the place where Stonewall riots were, Marsha P. Johnson. I mean, I could go on and on about the New York history of Pride and the gays. And it's a very deep and troublesome history, along with many, many other parts of American history. Thanks for joining me today, American History X. Oy, what a film that was, huh? Huh? I'm wearing, let's not get it twisted, you know as well as the Jewish star I have on the ears. My ears are hanging with things. Jingle, jangle, bungle. It's from the Babes, of course. I always try to wear a piece of the Babes from Babel Studios. Please follow them ASAP, a fucking Rocky. This is a dripping heart. It resembles mine. It's a portrait of my heart dripping skull. Go get some stuff from the Babes at Babel Studio. They're always having great big sales on a delicious and delightful assortment array of things. Also, if they're not having a sale at the moment that you decide to go, please use GetWood15 on your checkout for 15% off. See how I snuck that in? Like a fucking Howard Stern commercial. Hi, Mattress Firm. If only I had that Mattress Firm money. Anyway, coming to you live from the $250,000 seat on the submarine. And what I just read was, there are no seats. There are no seats. The toilet is a little black box that they shit into. Anyway, it's like all of things, history repeating itself. A bunch of rich people going to do an experimental excursion into the sea. I don't think that anyone really understands yet. Like, humans don't understand how powerful nature is. I don't know, man. You ever think about nature?
shit is powerful shit. Nature? Are you kidding me? You want to fuck with Mother Nature? Don't fuck with her. She's fucking tough, yo.
And but speaking of nature, let's just calm ourselves for a second. I'm feeling hateful towards the people in the submarine, though, because really, $250,000 to get on a submarine to going after the like, you're going to die, and then you're not going to be able to even tell the story. And then we're all going to make fun of you. Like, look at all the money they paid to have a burial at sea alive. Like, buried alive at sea. That's, like, one of my worst nightmares, to be drowned. Fuck that. I don't want to be drowned. I don't want to be stabbed to death. I think with drowneding, it would probably be better because drowning, like, I don't really swim so well. So I'd just be like, ha! And then I'd die. You know what I mean? Like, you swallow a bunch of water. Ha! Okay, this is morbid. You guys, shut up. I love you. I was reading on the subway, as I often do. You know, I love to give you a little subway story. Here on Get Wood, we've got segments. They may not come exactly in the order of which they came last week, but there are segments to this show. And this next segment, ladies and gentlemen, oh, I'm putting my hat in the ring for the Wheel of Fortune hosting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats, especially if they look like you're a Russian spy. Hold on to your hats, folks, because we're going to read a book. I read on the subway because it's like kryptonite. to the crazies, they see a reading. It's not as bad as in LA. I was reading once in LA when I was riding the bus, which is a sin in Los Angeles if you're on the bus or the train. And if you show up and tell people at a party or something, like I would come to a party and be like, hey, I took the bus here. And they're like, oh my God, is your life tragic? No, but are you? Do you know how to read? That's what I want to ask this people. Because I read on the bus. Anyway, I was reading on the train. And I'm reading a Zen book because we all need a little calmate. Don't we all need a little help calming the fuck down? I mean, I can't be the only one here. Friends. Lovers. Anyway, so I'm reading a Zen book and it's called The Zen of Oz. And if you know me, you know I love the fucking Wizard of Oz. One of my favorites. And so... they're relating how Zen could be, like, related to the Oz, you know, like Dorothy, she keeps following her intuition, then she meets the Munchkins, you know, is she in a dream, or is it another parallel universe? There's, like, a lot of things that go very deep in The Wizard of Oz. The good witches, she travels in a bubble. The bad witch, she's on a stick, you know, a broom. But then she asks Dorothy, did you bring your broomstick with you? So is she putting on it that Dorothy might be a bad witch because she fucking killed the fucking witch on accident. Anyway, Zen of Oz. I recommend it. That's not the point of the fucking story. The point of story is that I had to move. I was on the subway. I had to move myself 3 different times on the subway because I was so annoyed by people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The book, it does not seem to be helping. I read book, I meditate, I exercise, I write in the journal, the morning pages. I do all this thing, and still quite crazy. So I couldn't settle myself down, and I just kept moving seats. And on the third time that I moved subway cars, I moved seats. I was out of my fucking mind. And the third time, because third is a charm, I realized I was reading a book about Zen and calming down and embracing the harshness of shit. You know, I'm like, I'm here on the subway reading a book about Zen and I can't fucking calm down. It's like after I used to meditate with the old Josh Korda at the Dharma Punks NYC, punks with an X, thank you. He would say to me, because I would say, Josh, I'm like out of my mind angry after meditating. What is that about? I don't even how is that? I thought we were supposed to, you know, you meditate and I mean, those are the videos I see. Those are the ladies. I see these ladies, they emerge from a forest or a lake and they're just revived after meditation. But me, I'm ready to stab people. I mean, I get on the train, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Worse than even when I'm reading the Zen book. And he said, well, yeah, Jess, it's because all the stuff that you've been covering up, you mean the things that I push down and say, no, I'm fine. I have a great day today. That's fine. Well, I never lie to you. You know this. You all are you're like my golden lassos. Not Ted Lasso. Fucking fucker. I will give it up for Ted Lasso on account of I have heard now from a few different white, straight, cis men that show was the only way that they could they could process any emotions. And I shouldn't laugh because we should have them having more emotions. Maybe there wouldn't be as much shootings. You know what I mean? A lot of the shootings are from the men who can't seem to figure out what to do with their emotions. It's quite something. Anyway, I'm really trying to calm myself down, but here's the thing also. You got to be nice to yourself. So what happens? I'm reading the Zen book. I feel a moment of Zen. Then somebody screams or something. The kids were out on Monday. Happy Juneteenth, but the fucking kids and the adults were out, so everybody was out, and they're never together. It's usually somebody taking care of the fucking kid. So these people were all with their kids and the fucking... And it was getting to me, and I felt like my mom was right next to me, like, oh, God, Jesse, it's horrible. Look, do you notice all the children? There's so many children, Jesse. It's awful. Let's move. Like, my mom's voice was just up in my grill the whole fucking subway ride. Anyway, I am practicing. And that's what we have to do. We have to ease up on ourselves when we find ourselves in an emotional state. And then we're like, fuck. And then I tend to go, well, what are you doing, you crazy bitch? Like, hey, I would never say that to a friend of mine. I would never talk to my friends like that, you know? So I have to remember the self-talk. And be careful out there, friends. Be nice to yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself a fucking break. Because we do it for each other. Like, I mean, I know I give a lot of breaks to a lot of people. And, yeah. Anyway, dick amnesia. Have you heard about it? Dick amnesia. This is a top story this week. I don't know who hasn't heard of this and how you couldn't have. I must have a Google alert for dicks. You know what I mean? When it's like, bing, bing, there's a story about dicks and I must get on it right away. Get on that dick. That's what I said. I haven't actually fucked in, oh my God, we're coming up on almost a year here. And that, my friends, is beautiful. I'm gonna tell you right now. For me, I have had some sex and love addiction. I know a lot of people don't think that's real. They go, oh, good for you. Sexy. Sounds like a sexy addiction. It's not, actually. It's really not. It's like when you put people in the places of your parents and you're like, hi, can you love me in the way that my parents never did? Thanks. Okay, let's fuck. I will blow you so hard if you could actually give me the love that my dad never did. Is that cool? But that never... It never comes true. It's so sad. Anyway, so I haven't been fucking, which is fantastic for me because I need to get a hold of myself, okay? And I do. Oh, I hold myself tightly and sometimes I flick myself around a bit. Anyway, dick amnesia is a real thing. Dick amnesia was in the news this week. It's a real thing, and I really believe it. It's a generational. Again, it's another generation. It's like spitting on dicks. The generation that spits on the dicks and chokes each other out, they apparently can't remember what dicks look like. I'm not even joking you. I want to say that the ages were from like 26 to 32 or something around there, and college through like mid-30s, where people couldn't remember what dicks looked like. Do you hear me? Dick amnesia. Okay, stand by, because I'm going to tell you something that I'm not proud of. I not only do not suffer from dick amnesia, I actually cannot get my ex's dick out of my head. Do you understand? I cannot stop thinking about my ex's dick, picturing it, thinking about it inside of me, thinking about my mouth on it. It's a... What the fuck? I have to call these scientists, these doctors, and talk about this study and say, well, can I come in and be like a teacher's aide of some sort? Can I be of help to these children? If perhaps they weren't traumatizing each other during sex acts, you know, choke, spit, fuck. Maybe they'd remember, because it's tender. You know what I mean? You have a tender memory of a cock that you love. And here in New York City, a lot of times the subways are fucked up. And so I'm off the F train, and a lot of times the F is not running. And there's a sign up that says, because there's the D train, and it says, take the D instead of the F. And then someone had written, yeah, take the D. And that's one of the reasons I moved back to New York City. Thank you very much. Can you guys DM me what you comment, or take screenshots of what you comment? Because I can't, I'm in such a position with the lighting and the whole thing. And I'll say that it's the lighting and not my eyes getting old. But, you know, and because of the lighting, I can't really see the comments. I'm sorry, I just choked on my own spit because I'm thinking about my ex's dick. Oh God, no, I didn't ever spit on it. And yeah, there was the boy in the Hopi in I won't tell you his name, the Hopi gentleman in Albuquerque, he requested some spitting, and so I did it. You know, the codependency is real. I will spit on it if you want me to. I just don't like it, you know. Anyway, why was I telling you that? Oh, dick amnesia. I hope no one suffers from it this year or next. Let's go to the... I had some questions about the mermaid parade from some friends. Shauna, big shout out to Shauna. I know she sounds like she might be a New York friend with a name like Shauna, but actually, Los Angeles. I know. Her mother spelled it. I'm sure she doesn't mind me telling you. Her mother spelled it with a W, so people would have to say, Shauna. I fucking love that so much. I just do so much. Okay, and I love her. And she asks me, hey, Jess. And Shauna asks me, dear Jess, I see that you went to the mermaid parade. She asked me about the mermaid parade and about why? Like, she said, I saw that you went. I saw that there were photos. Why, though? Why is there such a thing? And what does it mean? And why? So I did a little bit of research, which I never, I have to admit. I mean, you know, because I've just flapped my gums for shit. Like, this is my opinion. So I did some research because I also was curious. I knew it had been going since 1983, but look at, I'm looking at my notes because bitches, motherfuckers, bitch, motherfucker. Hey, this is a note of a thing. So, you know, there are notes involved. It started. Oh, dick amnesia is real. Oh, I have to just add, I do remember his dick. I think about it a lot. It was a fantastic dick, and he was such a mess. But I realized the more messy the man, the more better the dick. I think y'all understand what I'm talking about. Anyways, okay. Mermaid Parade. What is it and why? Okay, 1983 it started. Oh my God. I'm almost as old as... Shut up. I know. I was... It was started in 1983 in Coney Island to carry on the tradition of the Mardi Gras style event that were held, the events that were held in Coney Island, Brooklyn, from 1903 to 1954. They had Mardi Gras style events. Now, they didn't tell, it didn't show me or tell me what those things were, but I mean, maybe some people wore some beads. I don't think they showed titties. Maybe they did. There's a lot of titty action down at Coney Island. Come on down for titties and stay for some ocean water. Come for the titties, stay for the ocean. So it was started in 1983, the Mermaid Parade in Coney Island, to carry on the tradition of the Mardi Gras events. Also, it is for a celebration and a pride celebration because it's in the month of June, which is Pride Month. It's also a celebration of Brooklyn Pride. Also, it's a celebration of art, and it's one of the biggest art and mermaid parades. I mean, I don't know why they put mermaid in the thing, but it is the large, they said it was the largest art and mermaid parade in the U.S. Now, it says that it was a place for artists to come and showcase their works. So really, it is like that. It's like the Halloween parade. If you've ever come to the Halloween parade in New York City, the amount of artists. Okay, so we're probably like, we're pricing them out. I know, because I live on the edge of the earth. And yet there are still such great costumes that are built every year and so much amazing imagination put into this situation. The imagination situation is over the top. Some of my favorite, shallow mermaids. It was fantastic. Dolphinately. I mean, turtly. What did you expect? I was on some mushroom candy. And listen, mushroom candy, it just brightens the day. That's all it really does. I'm going to give you a little commercial for it right now. If you like colors to be a little more vivid for you, and you enjoy laughter and why, oh my face is still smiling right now. I didn't even notice, and yet it's been smiling for hours. Well, I invite you to eat a little mushroom candy. It was so fun. It was fantastic. Shallow. And I was with my friend Shannon, and we were at the mermaid. But, well, we were with all the gals and the guys and the whole, you know, the mermen and the mermaids, and everybody was there, and the pirates and the sea creatures. Oh, there were starfish. Shut up, butthole. Starfish and seahorses, and there was a couple guys in a ball gag, and I didn't understand, but I applauded. I applauded. I am applauded for art. So Shannon and I were standing just at the edge of the parade, at the rope. And there was a teenager who was in charge of roping off the people. And they would once in a while, because they broke up the parade into bits so it wouldn't get all bottlenecky. So they had little pieces of people coming through it, you know, like 50 at a time or whatever they did. But Albert, the teen, he wasn't having a real tout hold on that rope. So Shannon, who I fucking adore, she's like, hey, how you doing, fucking girl? And she says to me, come on, Jess, let's sneak in. Now, she was not on the mushroom candy, but boy, it seemed like she was. I'll tell you that. She was very into it. I might have given her some sweat from my, you know, brow might have flown onto her, and she could have gotten a contact, for God's sakes. Ooh, psychedelic. So Albert, the teenager with the rope, not holding it tight enough, he let it go down. And we were like, ah! We went, and she says, come on, Jess, let's go. The rope is down. And we just go. And as soon as we go, I'm like, shallow. And I'm just immediately a part of the parade. And so is Shannon. But she's not dressed up. So she's more being like my, like, showcaser. Huzzah. She points me out. The others, huzzah. She's taking photos and videos. It was such a good time. Shello. And then we got to the end of the parade, and we got to watch more people come through. And there was a girl who had a toilet seat around her neck and two mailboxes on, like, paper mail, not like where you put the mail from the post office, but like where you would hold like document boxes. And there was marked Mar-a-Lago, and it was hilarious. I mean, she was, yeah, that was one of the best ones. And I also wanted to tell you that I kept the outfit on when I left the parade and went to the Upper East Side to my friend's going away party. Brandy, I love you. I miss you already. And everyone was so happy. You know, you show up dressed as a mermaid. Well, see, here's the thing. I did have a mermaid outfit on because our friend Suzanne had styled us. So if you didn't see the pictures, go check out the IG. There's a couple photos on there that are fucking fin-mazing. And they're fantastic. And I had like octopus tentacles coming out of my hat. And it was just beautiful. So I was outside smoking a cig outside the party, and a little girl and her family walking by, and she goes, excuse me, and she's like six or something. I don't know how they're a very precocious child. My mother hates them. So she said, hey, excuse me, I really like your outfit tonight. And I said, thank you so much. I went to the mermaid parade earlier, and it was quite a gas, so I just kept the the outfit on for the party. And she goes, mermaid parade? What mermaid parade? And then I told her, and she was mad at her mom. And then her mom was like, I can't believe we didn't go to the mermaid parade. And I said, next year, whatever. And then as she was walking away, I said, but don't worry, you're very mermaidy. And my friend Michael was with me, and he said, yeah, you got a real mermaid vibe. And she goes, yeah, I do. And she did like a swimmy, swimmy mermaid. It was fantastic. Swimmy, swimmy mermaid. Oh my fucking God. I've been waiting for this to happen again for me to tell y'all, because it's so fantastic. No, we're going to go back to the subway for a second. When the conductor, okay, there's the conductor on the subway. He does the announcements. He's doing, you know, the next stop is, and if you see something, say something, which give me a fucking break. And, you know, he's the announcer guy, or she's the announcer guy, girl, thing, people, them. So the other day I'm on the train, and I get on the train, and immediately I'm smelling weed. Like, as, oh, yesterday I leave the Upper West Side. I know, I'm very, very fancy. Upper East, Upper West. I'm all over the fucking city. I'm all over the map. And I get on the train, but I'm on the platform, and I smell all this weed, and it's good weed. And I'm like, that's some good weed. And then all of a sudden, the train stops, the doors open, and I walk in, and there are three teenage black girls just sitting right on the three seats next to the door, smoking a joint, like they were at their living room. And I was like, wow, I kind of love the relaxation of it all. You know me, I get a little uptight on the train. So I was like, look at these girls, they're so chill. So I just went, I just stood there and, you know, smelled their smoke. And the conductor comes on, and he goes, the next stop is your mom's house. Suck my dick. And we were all like, what? I mean, here's the thing. It happens once in a while. Is that fucking crazy or what? It happens once in a while. And I don't know if it's the same person or if it's different people or if people are like, you know, I wonder if anyone even listens to this. It reminded me of like book reports. Like I remember being like ninth grade or somewhere, like eighth or ninth grade, and I'd have to do a book report for this man, Mr. Rosen. He was a science teacher. He was a dick. Anyway, there was a rumor going around that Mr. Rosen didn't read any of the papers that you sent, that you put in as your book report. And it was like this one form kind of book report. Listen, I was always in the special ed, you know, dummy dumb classes, even though I'm very smart, and I accept my brilliance now. You know, a lot of brilliant people were in those classes. I meet more and more of them every year. Anyway, Mr. Rosen was a fucking asshole, and we had heard that he didn't read any of the papers. So we would write on our book. I didn't read any books on science. I didn't give a fuck about a sentiment rock. You know what I mean? Although I was reading The Tao of Poo. I remember getting in trouble for reading The Tao of Poo in ninth grade. I was sent to the office. And I was like, do you even know what this book is about? I was so my mom. But I was already living by myself, so I really had nothing to lose. Anyway, but I digress. So I turned in a book report one week that said, Mr. Rosen sucks dicks. Mr. Rosen is a cheap fuck. Mr. Rosen can suck my asshole. Like, it was all just Mr. Rosen. And not only did I not get a red mark or anything like that, it was just like I got like a C. Like, I feel like he was just like, C, C, C to everyone. And I thought to myself, didn't he even notice his name was in that shit? I never got sent to the office for any of the book reports that I had fibbed about the rocks. But this guy was like, suck my dick, next stop, your mom's house. And it was 34th Street, actually, Penn Station, which, some people might live there. I also look at this hat and I think to myself, what are you, a 1980s new waver? Shout, shout, plan it all out. These are the things do without. Come on. So I only have a couple of minutes left, but with those couple of minutes, I would like to tell you about a flautist. Shut up. A flautist. Someone who, you know, playing the flute. There was a guy who got on. He was a black gentleman, dreadlocked, beautiful, long dreadlocks up in a bun, gorgeous man, and he was playing a flute. Hula-hoo, hula-how. But I knew the song. I was like, hold the phone. That's my song. Let's see, where did I say da, 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 da. Oh, I said the only thing that, because I was real depressed last week. Remember we talked and I was all depressed, and I wrote something down. I was like, the only thing that's making me kind of feel better is that I'm not on Ozempic, but I'm thin right now. So stupid. That's the stupidest thing. Oh my God. But where's the song that he did? Oh man, he did this fucking song and I, oh, here it goes. Okay. He did. Every time you pass, he pass in a boom, boom, shock. Do you guys know that song? I don't know who. She looks so good. She looks so nice. She looks so, Shauna, CC, anybody? Anyway, he was doing this on the flute. And I was the only one to recognize the song on the car that he was on. He came in and he was like, and I was like, in a boom boom shock. And he could not believe. He goes, how do you know that song? And I said, because I like reggae, and that's like a 90s reggae song, and that's my shit, 90s reggae. And he's like, oh my God. So he kept playing the flute, and so I just kept singing along with him, because let's all entertain the train, shall we? And I was wearing a dress, and my titties were out. Like, I mean, like, squunch, squeezed, fucking chi-chi-chi-chew, Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I'm talking about? Because it's getting warm in New York City and you can wear your titties out again. But here's the thing that's so different. No catcalls. I was kind of disappointed. I knew those titties were looking good, too. I was like, this is like some country, what do I call them? Some country titties. You know what I mean? When they're big and like juicy, they look juicy. They kind of move when you walk. I know a few of you out there, they got them country titties. Country titties and no catcalls. Can you imagine? Out there just fucking jugga-lugga-lugging my fucking jigga-jigga-jigga-jop-bop-boo-jugs. Nothing. Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. I guess, what did we learn? Don't forget about the dicks. Dick amnesia is real. Oh, I forgot to mention happy solstice. Longest day of the year today. I hope you do things that are nice for you and your people that you love or some stranger. If you're witch-like like myself, please take a chamomile bath. That would be a delight. Or at least just a kettle of chamomile that you've boiled and let cool. And then pour into a tub or pour over your hair. Very, very helpful for the summer that's here. Cancer season. I know a lot of you out there are cancer. Astrology is what I'm talking about. So it's your season. Pinch, pinch, love, love, pinch, pinch, cry, cry. Okay, I love you guys. I hope you can read a Zen book and manage to get yourself a little bit calmer. I would like to say right now, thank you to everyone who sent me money. It's always appreciated. Thank you to everyone who's shared the show. Even more appreciative. That's free. Thank you to all of you who've gone to Apple and 5-starred and reviewed the show. Oh, it's so huge for me. It means so much. And thank you for supporting and always sending me stories to talk about or things that you're interested in, and supporting me in my interests and silliness. So don't suck a dick you don't like or lick a pussy you don't like. Don't do anything you don't like. If you're not hurting yourself and you're not hurting anybody else, just keep doing what you're doing. You're fucking killing it. Remember, you would never talk to your friend like the way you talk to yourself. So just practice easing up. It's just practice, man. Hey, man, it's just practice. So enjoy it. And you know, practice can be fun. You go and have a good time. It's up to us. It's up to us. It's our perspective. Or like Bobby Brown says, it's a prerogative. Love you. Bye. Dun, 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 dun. What? Hey. Boom, boom. Shock.